This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Okay, here are some questions. Jennifer, do you think that as president, Hillary would be likely to reach across the aisle to fill positions in her administration?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's what she did in the Senate. It's what she is intending to do. She wants to make sure that she can demonstrate that she can, you know, create opportunity to bring sides together. She will absolutely do that.
You know what my problem with that, though, is that the Democrats have this habit of filling security positions with Republicans, and it just makes people think, yeah, they're the daddy party. They take care of shit. I'm a Democrat, so you know I'm serious about the CIA? I appointed a Republican head it.
I mean,
Comey, head of the FBI, appointed by Obama.
Right.
Nothing went wrong there, huh?
No.
Don't assume, though, that she would do that. Traditional thing. She's right. Going to fill half of her cabinet with women. She's going to have a cabinet that looks like America. And America has some Republicans in it, too. So she
yes,
probably...
Absolutely. And some sane ones.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But they won't all just be in the, I don't think, in the security area.
You know, Justin Trudeau filled half his cabinet with women, and they asked him why. He said because it was 2016.
Right. I mean, most of the world, the civilized world, does that already.
Hello.
I mean, we're way down.
We are so far behind.
Like, percentage of women in government, America is like 80th.
Why is this that we don't have access to affordable child care? It's because we have not had women in sufficient numbers in leadership. Why is it that we don't have parental leave that's paid? We're the only industrialized nation that doesn't. Because we have not had women. And I say parental leave because men should have the opportunity to choose to stay home, too.
I think people are underestimating the sexism that's still out there.
Oh,
I really do. I don't know if this would be happening the same way to a man.
Can you imagine?
And if people, there was Trump was out there yesterday speaking in front of a bunch of admirals and generals who were for him, and he said, you know, you think these people want her to be the boss?
Want her to be
her to be the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And like all his white men fans, you know, some of whom have had a woman boss and didn't like it. That really, they're going to run out to the voting booth.
Even talking about her voice or her outfit.
Right.
You know, her voice. How about his voice?
Right.
That smug, when he goes soft, it's a disaster, okay?
I want to take a pie and shove it right in his face, don't you? Oh, he's so disgusting.
And can you imagine if a 69-year-old woman,
right,
three times married, had five children from three different spouses, had talked about groping a male's genitals,
right?
Can you imagine?
Wow, is she
a woman?
Is she around?
See, this is what we get.
I don't even care if she's a four or a five.
You can't even. And it says so much about the sexes that you can't even think of a woman like that.
No.
If you wanted to make the joke, who would you say? What?
You never knew Lucy.
So true. Did you? You didn't know Lucy?
No. Oh, okay.
Why hasn't the media covered the woman suing Trump for accusations from a 13-year-old that she was raped by Donald Trump? Okay.
Because...
And she's here tonight. Feeling a lot better about it.
Because of the same editorial standards that you demand, because they don't know who she
Except
is.
Except he has no editorial standards. It's interesting. For people who don't know this, by the way, let me just explain. There is a woman who says in the 90s, she was at parties with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, Jeffrey Epstein is a convicted child predator, right? Bill Clinton was on his plane. He was a billionaire. Okay. Doesn't mean he was doing anything, but Prince Andrew was on the plane. Lots of it. That's been in the news a lot.
Let me
explain it for people who don't know the story. Jeffrey Epstein. Trump is on record saying, I love Jeffrey Epstein. Great guy. Hang around with him. He loves beautiful women like I do. and he likes them young. You know, this is on record.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is from the 90s, the statute of limitations. The woman won't come forward. She has canceled several press conferences. She thinks she's going to come forward, and then she doesn't.
She's filed a suit.
So there's no, she filed a suit, but she's just a Jane Doe. There's no person there. So the press can't. So I'm not saying it's true. It's an old story. But it is interesting that, I mean, we know he is a sexual predator of a type. And he admits that he likes young girls. And, you know, you can like young girls over the age and of legal age, and that's fine. But this woman was underage at the time. And, I don't know, you hear the story and you don't go, that's impossible. It's not like she's saying Mitt Romney raped her.
This wasn't a question about Donald Trump. It was a question about the media. I don't take any view on her story. It could well be true. You know, I think there are many of these stories that have come forward and they have looked like they're true. The question is, why don't responsible media organizations act on a story when they don't know who brought it forward, when they have no way of verifying it? And that is responsible behavior. And that's the kind of thing we need to defend and affirm and not to criticize.
And there should be responsible behavior on the part of the candidates themselves.
Right.
And that's the problem.
And he has none of
that. He's got nothing.
If this was the other way, he'd be out there on the hustings just saying it as if it was...
He'll say anything.
And people are saying this. And then pretty soon he drops the people are saying.
Yes,
he just says
I'm
this
hearing.
Happens. But what kills me is that these respectable news organizations have things like fact checkers, which are objective entities that check statements on the part of candidates. And they've checked Hillary Clinton's statements and they've checked his statements. 70% of the statements that he utters are lies.
Yes.
70%.
And yet, again, an indictment of the media, more people think she...
Well, because he keeps calling her that, right?
I know.
She is as trustworthy.
And it's back to the surrogate. You have two saying one view and two the other, and Kellyanne Conway...
That false equivalency.
Hi, Anderson. You know, that drives me insane. I mean, everything's equal. You walk away from that, even if you say, well, then I guess two sides. Yeah. And it's not two sides.
Different organizations have behaved in different ways. And maybe the term the media isn't helpful. Because how do you know that Donald Trump's statements are untrue? Who is doing the work of finding out that they're not true?
Well,
it is.
It's easy to find out,
the
Dave.
Fact checkers.
No.
Not fact checkers. He says things like Hillary Clinton wants to repeal the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
And there's no Hillary Clinton statement ever saying anything like that. That's called a lie.
How do you know about his taxes? People did the hard work to find it out. If the public doesn't believe them, as you said in your interview with the president, that's on them. Now, there are cable news organizations, and here I'll agree with you, that have not behave well, and the demand the demand to say, you know, we want to turn every discussion into a Punch and Judy show, and if Punch turns out to be Charles Manson, then we're going to find some pro Charles Manson punches to defend him. Now that is something that I think after the season is over, some cable networks are going to have to rethink. Why did they feel the need to have people who had no conservative credentials? But if your idea is we want to have a balance between a Republican and a Democrat, the whole point was the organized Republican Party largely rejected him. So you went out and invented all of these Republicans, of whom no one had ever heard 15 minutes before, or to the extent they were heard of, that were regarded as lunatics or dumbos. And there they are because no one else would do the job, fill the part that the cable network wanted to assign. That's on that network. But when you say why is the public not believing what newspapers have gone to and terribly underpaid people? David Farenthold at the Washington Post, who were like line by line check when he couldn't get the records on Trump's charities, would call the charities, would think of every charity he could think of that Donald Trump might have ever given to, and call. I think he ended up calling more than 400 charities.
Right.
That was one person who I think has no research assistance, and probably doesn't make as much as Donald Trump's makeup artist, and he did that work. And when you attack the media, you're attacking him, and that's not right.
No, we're not.
And here's a naive thought, and I don't understand.
That's the main point, Dave, that the media should be defended because we're attacking them. Yes, there are good people in the media. You're right.
Institutions.
Is it possible?
TV media is different than print media. You're right. Print media, the few institutions that we still have that do the job, three cheers for them. Unfortunately, no one fucking reads them anymore. They watch television, or they get it on their phone, or they don't know anything. They just hear it from people. Like I said, if a man can say that a person is going to let in 650 million people in a week, and America just goes, huh.
I'm not here to defend my industry in particular. I'm here to defend all the institutions that make American democracy possible.
Can I ask one question?
Come under so much pressure over the past decade.
No, I'm just saying this. In my fantasy, after World War I, we had the League of Nations. After World War II, we got the United Nations. This has been like a world war, what we have gone through with this election. Can all the networks not go on a retreat and make an agreement of honesty to present information to the public that are dying to know the truth?
Because it would cost them money. Yeah. Because it's a race to the bottom to get eyeballs.
What if there was a fine for every reported lie?
Well, that's not going to happen. It's in their interest to make it close. I mean, Hillary has talked about so many issues, and they ignore it. Right. They talk about emails. They talk about emails. I mean, today...
By the way, the emails are important.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Good night. Thank you very much, everybody.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.